Okay, so picture this. You're sipping your morning coffee, scrolling through the news on your phone, and boom, that online order you've been waiting on, it finally shipped.
Happens to the best of us.
It really does. But it makes you think, right? Like, we're so plugged into this globalized world, but do we ever stop and think about the journey those products take, the systems that make it all possible?
It's easy to forget, isn't it? We just click, we buy. It's like magic. But the reality is, behind those seamless transactions, there's this fascinating web of, well, history, innovation, and yeah, let's be honest, a little bit of risk too.
Exactly. And today's deep dive is all about pulling back the curtain on one of the unsung heroes of global trade, a place that's, well, maybe not a household name for everyone, Genoa, Italy.
Genoa, the land of pesto.
Delicious as it may be, Genoa's influence goes way beyond just the culinary world.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking centuries of impact here.
See, Genoa sits right on the Mediterranean Sea, which, if you rewind the clock a few centuries, has always been this bustling crossroads of trade, right?
Prime real estate.
Exactly. But Genoa wasn't just another port city. They were pioneers, shaping the rules of the game in ways that we still feel today.
Their location was, well, no doubt about it, prime real estate. But
Yeah.
what's remarkable is how they actually capitalized on it. You know, I mean, today, Genoa's port, it's still a major player,
The largest in Italy, in fact.
handling massive container ships, ferries, you name it.
And let's not forget about oil. Genoa is a crucial energy hub, which means that fill up at the gas station. Yeah, Genoa might have played a part in
It all
that.
connects.
It really does. But here's where it gets really interesting. Okay. We're talking like ancient seafaring, high-stakes trade routes, and the ever-present risk of storms, pirates, the OG shipping delays.
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine the anxiety of sending your precious cargo off on a journey like that, knowing, well, anything could go wrong? Storms, pirates, shipwrecks, you name it. And that's where Genoa steps in with a pretty revolutionary idea at the time, maritime insurance.
They basically invented the concept, right?
They did. It's like the ancient version of clicking add insurance at checkout, but with, well, let's just say the stakes were a little bit higher back then.
Just a tad.
Yay!
So next time you're tracking a package, remember Genoa and their ingenious solution to the age-old problem of risk.
Exactly. It wasn't just about protecting individual merchants. It fundamentally changed the game of global trade.
It did, yeah. By reducing the risk, maritime insurance made those long-distance voyages a lot more appealing, paving the way for, well, I mean, the interconnected world we live in today.
We owe Genoa a big thank you, but their financial savvy didn't stop there, you know?
It didn't.
No. The podcast we're talking about today, it highlights how Genoa was also home to a thriving banking sector.
Really? Centuries before online banking and instant transfers and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking way back. And get this, Genoese banks, they were financing some of the most ambitious ventures of their time. Exploration voyages, large-scale infrastructure projects, you name it.
These guys were playing on a whole other level.
They weren't afraid to back bold ideas, that's for sure, which is exactly how they were able to help shape the world around them.
Fascinating. They just applied those same principles of assessing risk, identifying opportunities, principles they developed in the shipping world, to the realm of finance.
Precisely.
And it paid off, it seems, big time, turning Genoa into a financial powerhouse. But it wasn't just about accumulating wealth, was it?
No, definitely not. It was about influence. These financial networks, these connections they had forged through trade and banking, that gave Genoa a global reach, something that extended far beyond its physical borders.
It's like they were playing chess while everyone else was playing checkers.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we've covered their port, their industries, their financial prowess, what's left. What aspect of global domination did Genoa not conquer?
I think it's safe to say they left their mark on quite a few things, but you know what? Genoa's story is a reminder that impact isn't always about empires or, grand revolutions. Sometimes it's about a city strategically located with a knack for innovation and a willingness to take risks.
It's giving, like it takes a village, but on a global scale.
Yeah.
And speaking of villages, Genoa, it had its own unique character, a certain charm woven into its fabric, literally. Because while we often associate Italian fashion with Milan or Florence, Genoa had a whole sartorial scene centuries ago.
Oh, absolutely. And just like with their other ventures, Genoa's fashion was really intertwined with their trading prowess. Remember how we talked about them being a major hub for the silk trade?
Right, all those luxurious fabrics coming in from the east.
Exactly. And they didn't just trade those silks, they mastered them. Genoese artisans, they were renowned for weaving, dyeing, and transforming those luxurious materials into incredibly sought-after garments and textiles.
Trendsetters, basically.
They were. Their fashions, often incorporating rich colors, intricate patterns, and of course, luxurious materials, became incredibly influential. And those fashions spread. They spread throughout Europe along those same trade routes that brought the raw materials to their shores.
Wow. From seafaring merchants to fashion icons. Genoa really did it all, huh? I'm starting to think we could do an entire deep dive just on the history of Genoese fashion.
We could.
But how did they go from setting trends to, well, I mean, let's face it, not quite being the fashion capital of the world today?
Well, fashion, just like global trade, is constantly evolving, you see. Shifts in those trade routes, economic fluctuations, the rise of other fashion centers, it all contributed.
Ah, the fickle finger of fashion. But still, it's another fascinating layer to Genoa's story, another testament to their versatility.
It speaks to their ability to not only adapt, but to really excel in such diverse areas. Genoa has this remarkable ability to transform, to reinvent itself, and in doing so, it leaves its mark on everything, from global commerce to high fashion.
Impressive is an understatement. It makes you wonder, though, what's next for Genoa? What could possibly be the next chapter in this story?
Who knows?
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, there's one more aspect of their legacy we really need to explore. Something that is both awe-inspiring and, well, a little mysterious, if you ask me.
Oh, what's that?
I'm talking about their architectural marvels, those hidden passageways, and the secrets whispered within their ancient walls. Genoa, it turns out, is a city of hidden depths. Quite literally, in some cases.
It really is. Genoa's architecture, it's like a history book, but, you know, etched in stone. You wander those streets and you can't help but feel the weight of history, the echoes of everyone who came before you.
Right. I remember when I visited Genoa, I felt like every corner I turned, there was some grand palace or some hidden courtyard that just, you know, they were begging to have their story told. It wasn't just buildings. It was like atmosphere.
Exactly. And nowhere is that more evident than in the Palazzi dei Rolli.
The what?
The Palazzi dei Rolli.
Yeah. Okay. Say that again.
Palazzi dei Rolli.
Palazzi dei Rolli. Got it.
So picture this, these grand residences, right? Dripping with art, luxury, all that good stuff. And they're scattered throughout Genoa's historic center. But here's the thing. These weren't just homes. These were status symbols for the city's elite during its golden age.
Okay, but what made them more than just fancy houses? Was there something, like, special about them?
It's all about hospitality. But, you know, Genoese style. So when important guests arrived, royalty, ambassadors, dignitaries, you name it, they didn't just like check into a hotel.
Because that's, well, that's far too ordinary for Genoa.
Exactly. These VIPs, they would be hosted in one of the Palazzi dei Rolli. It was a way to really showcase the city's wealth, hospitality, and obviously architectural splendor.
Talk about a grand welcome. So how did they decide which lucky family got to play host? Did they like draw straws or something?
It was actually even more intriguing than that. The names of all the eligible palaces, they were drawn from a lottery.
A lottery.
A lottery, or as they called it, a Rolli.
Ah, okay. So hence the name, Palazzi dei Rolli. Wow, a palace lottery. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Congratulations, your palace has been randomly selected for a royal visit. You have 48 hours to make sure the silver is polished and the fountains are flowing.
Oh, I can only imagine the scramble. But you know what? It just highlights that civic pride, that spirit of, like, going above and beyond. And that seemed to define Genoa, you know?
It really did. It makes you wonder what went on behind those walls, doesn't it? All those whispers of history, secrets, maybe even a little palace intrigue.
Speaking of secrets, we can't forget about Genoa's network of hidden passageways and underground tunnels. Some of these things, they date back centuries.
Ooh, now we're talking. Secret societies. Hidden treasures. Escape routes for merchants trying to, like, avoid those insurance claims we talked about earlier. I'm ready for a Genoese Da Vinci Code adventure.
Well, I can't promise any lost masterpieces. Those subterranean labyrinths, they do offer a pretty unique glimpse into Genoa's past. I mean, some tunnels, they were used for defense, others for smuggling, still others to connect important buildings or access hidden springs. Imagine, like, an entire city beneath the city.
It's amazing how this deep dive has taken us from global trade and, you know, massive container ships to secret tunnels and, well, the echoes of history. It just goes to show there's always more to places than, I don't know, than meets the eye.
It's all connected, isn't it? I think Genoa's story really reminds us that even as we race towards the future, there's so much wisdom to be gained from the past, from those places where innovation and tradition kind of intersect.
It's like they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Except in Genoa's case, it's more like, the more things change, the more fascinating they become.
Well said. And with that, I think our Genoese adventure, for now, comes to an end.
But I have a feeling our fascination with this incredible city, it's only just begun.
Indeed. Genoa has a way of, well, of staying with you, you know, sparking curiosity long after you've moved on to other topics.
So to our listeners, I think we'd both encourage you to embark on your own Genoese explorations, whether it's through books, documentaries, or even better, a trip to experience its magic firsthand.
To Genoa, a city of hidden depths, unexpected connections, and a legacy that, well, that continues to shape our world in ways I think we're only just beginning to uncover.
And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep discovering all the hidden connections that make our world so fascinating.